Hello, everyone, and welcome to the, I believe this is the sixth episode of Volca Talk here. Today, I'm just going to give you filling in on a couple things. I have a special guest here with me. Finally got this kid on an episode. Here he is, the one and only Luke Michael DeAngelis. Hello. Hey, buddy.
Hello, everyone. Hello to all my fans.
Hello, fans. Also, we are currently... walkie-talking abroad. Luke, would you like to fill the audience on where we are?
Yes, everyone. We are currently in La Jolla Beach, located in the beautiful San Diego, Southern California.
Yes.
And, Michael, I'm not trying to take over here, but please explain to the people the current situation.
So, currently, we are walking to Seal Beach.
That's it.
And, if you don't know what Seal Beach is, it is... filled with sea lions and seals that like to roll around in their own shit. So the smell that emanates from this beach is quite, you know, special. If I could capture this in a candle for you, I believe that... Okay. I believe that it would make you dry heave. And gag. But, so that's where we are right now. We're going to go see the seals and the sea lions, hoping they're up and about. Barking and floating.
We see one.
So there's actually a big difference between seals and sea lions.
Wait, yes, explain.
So the seals, they're kind of like a more of a blubber worm. And the sea lions, they're they like have the flippers and they like waddle, but seals kind of like maneuver around like a worm, and they actually have slits as ears while sea lions have ears. And seals don't really make as many noises,
and sea lions,
they do more of like a and sea lions like
maybe we'll
go down and say hello to the little sea lions. But hey, Luke, how's it going?
It's going good. We're having a beautiful vacation. Oh, they're sleeping. Sorry, we ran into some sea lions. Oh.
Yes, they are sleeping, but...
But we're having a great time. Went hiking yesterday, had some good food, met up with some of our Drexel friends.
Yes, our friends Anna and Pietro, actually.
Shout out to Anna and Pietro.
They're here in San Diego. We found out before we left, and we actually met up with them to get some food.
Did some scooting.
Yeah. So all over San... So they don't have it in Philadelphia, but all... They have it in a lot of other places, but all over California, they have these motor scooters, and you just scan on an app, and then you just kind of ride around on the scooters wherever you want to go. It's pretty convenient.
I was actually disappointed to find out that there are a lot of other places and not Philadelphia. Because I saw them in Washington, D.C., but then when I saw them here, they are so fun. So I would never walk again if they were in Philadelphia.
They really are, but I really do love walking in Philly,
like,
because...
my legs would start to break down. I would be riding scooters everywhere.
Legs are breaking down, but...
Denaturing the proteins in my legs.
Gangrene legs.
Gangrene. I have gangrene legs.
Oh, man. That's funny.
It's a real hoot.
Yeah. So, for those of you guys who don't know, Luke is my twin brother. Most of you know that, because I haven't... Luke liked to think that I have, like, 7 people listening to my podcast, and he knows them all.
I now know there are 9.
No, that's not true. I have a couple more than what he thinks, but...
No, I know.
Yes, I know.
I heard about all the viewers.
Yes. Aww. We can walk if you would like.
There's a baby. Sorry.
Even though there's this, we got really distracted
if you
by
hear
this.
You gasp and go, oh my gosh, it's because there are many sea lions and they're swimming and walking and we are intrigued.
Yes. Yeah.
So you may hear me give Michael directions because I like to dictate.
He is a dictator, yes.
Dictator, Mini Mom. I have many names.
Luke's nickname is Mini Mom because he's Mini Mom. He's our Mini Mother. So,
can I say
he's very similar?
I'm my mother's son.
As am I.
I'm my father's daughter.
As am I. But so Luke and I, we're
Michael. Michael's more chill.
I want to make the.
And I'm not.
Yeah, that's a good way
to put it. He's more like our dad. Like, very calm and cool.
I'm very laid back.
And I'm a little bit more of the
stuck up mom.
Hey, I prefer uptight. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Sorry, that smell was pretty bad.
He's being dramatic.
I am being a little dramatic, but it smells.
See, he's dramatic.
The way it's pretty bad today,
God,
but
it is horrendous.
The way.
Oh my God.
I would encompass it as fish food and poop. That's the way I describe it. But hey. They're animals, wild animals, and, you know, they do their own thing. Anyway, so, Luke, how did you do this past quarter for grades? You know, in Drexel, you've been pretty busy. I barely see you anymore.
Yeah, I've been...
So it's good to catch up with you.
yeah, I'm pretty busy with all my extracurriculars at school. My classes were pretty tough this term, but I did well, all A's.
Well, that's good.
But thank you for asking. But thank you, yeah. So, I was joining an acapella group this year, so that got pretty busy. We had a competition, in the spring. So we had a lot of practicing for that. A lot of hours, about 12 to 16 hours a week, which is a good amount compared to not having it before. And then, busy classes, I mean, and lab groups that make me want to jump off the wall.
Yeah, so I understand, you know, lab groups can sometimes be quite difficult, especially if they don't do their part and they're really lazy and
they
suck.
I'll be nice because we're, you know, this is open to many people, but they were not the most intelligent bulbs, you know what I mean?
Yes,
they're stupid.
I understand what that meant, but yeah, man. So you really like your... So Luke actually switched from engineering to biology.
Yes,
so we took
was,
a lot.
Was it Azzy's? Was it Azzy's World of Az, Wizard of Az podcast where we originally
touched upon that subject?
Yes,
I believe it was. But yeah, so I was. It's a funny story. So Luke probably told like 20 people before I finally knew that he was switching from engineering to bio.
Okay, well because. Okay, here's this my logic behind that, although my logic is always skewed from the normal logic, so some would say illogical. When I told my family, it was kind of scary to switch, because it was like a big change, so I think I thought when I told my family, it was probably more of, you know, like real, like I have to actually do it now and actually switch.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nerve-wracking. But, and then I'd be leaving Michael. We'd be in all the same classes at the time.
Which
is fun.
We had every class together the two first quarters of freshman year.
Which is fun.
And I remember walking to engineering design lab and Luke goes, Michael, I hate engineering. I said, what do you mean you hate engineering? He goes, I hate it.
You guys don't understand.
I hate everything about it. I'm like, what? And he started describing his hatred towards it.
Here's the thing. I respect people who want to be engineers. I just don't know what I just don't like to build anything. I don't like design.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why you switched.
I like science. I like the chemistry and the bio.
And that's why you switched into bio,
I like math,
bio pre-med.
So let's just describe, can we describe what we're seeing right now to the people?
Yeah, sure.
This is a unique, you know, this is a unique situation because we're not in...
Yeah, because we're not in the best city in the world, Philadelphia. We're in a different, you know, wonderful city. So what, the way to describe this to you is we're walking along a cliff.
Let's go see over here.
And below us are a lot of rocks and a sandy beach.
Beautiful. The water's kind of blue and clear though, but it's really cool. I believe, I'm not an expert, but I believe it's known as San Diego's most beautiful beach. So it's where we are is very rocky and hilly.
Yeah, and to our left, you know, there's seals, regular seals, chilling on another beach. And to our right is just really beautiful cliffside along the water, and it's really special. It took a while to get Luke to, you know, do this while we were here, but he said that La Jolla would probably be the best spot, and I agree with him, because he knows me pretty well, and
well,
I know him.
Well, what I'm saying is I thought this would be the nicest place because it's kind of calm and peaceful and we're by the water, and I knew there would be a lot of places to walk, and I knew we wouldn't have to rush anywhere, and it'd be fun to just do it here at the beach compared to just, you know, walking on the street in San Diego. But which is also really cool. The city is really cool. Very clean, very open.
Yeah, it really is.
Good food. Oh my gosh. Can we talk about the tacos?
We can talk about the tacos, yes.
Yeah, you guys haven't had tacos.
Yeah. Like I don't really even want to go back to Philadelphia and eat tacos now because
El Limon, though. I'll go back there.
The steak tacos at El Limon are quite good, but the tacos here are so good.
Oh yeah, fresh. I mean, the woman is making the tortillas right in front
of
me.
Yeah, and then fresh tortillas. It's all blue corn tortillas too.
Mm. They're so fresh tasting.
Yeah, they're so good. Yeah. I'm wondering what that is. That a whale?
A whale.
Like out there, do you see that like ring over there?
I believe birds. But they're birds. So that's concerning.
No, it was I didn't mean the birds. I meant the ring. Never mind. I'm just not arguing with you about this.
Birds. They're birds.
You want to keep walking?
Yeah, we'll all keep right, walking and talking.
So I actually went to Luke's a cappella show, and he had a solo.
I did.
And if you're wondering what song it was Shawn Mendes, Lost in Japan. Right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got all that right.
And I took a video of their whole set, but I eventually had to trim it down.
It does take up a lot. It is hard to send. But it was a fun time. Our group did. We practiced a lot. We felt really prepared.
They did really well. I personally thought they were better than a cappella, but sometimes...
Al's got mumps.
They do have mumps, but...
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we weren't that, you know, I think the nerves were down, we felt prepared, you know, we spent a lot of time each week, but it was a lot of fun. Michael Caine, I'm sure it's poor, I saw him in the front row with a shout out to Jules Smith, because she was there.
Azzy was also there, by the way.
Azzy was there.
Yeah.
Our parents were there, Alex, Mom, Charlene, our dad, so it was really fun. It was cool, because I haven't got to do that in a while, performing.
Yeah,
Michael got to come.
It's been a while.
Because next year, Michael's actually going to join as a percussionist.
I don't...
He actually knows his way around the beat. A sick beat.
See, I thought about it, but then I realized I'm not that good. But I could beatbox here and there.
Well, I think you're pretty good.
Oh, thank you, Luke. I think you're pretty good as well. Luke's a very good, very talented person, very good singer.
Oh, thank you. He's tooting my horn, everyone. Is that inappropriate to say on the air?
No, it's fine. But, so, Luke and I actually were in the senior, in our high school, we both went to LaSalle, and, you know, LaSalle brought us a lot closer, and... We were in the,
I don't know. We were in the womb together. I don't know how much closer you can get to another human being.
That's true.
Start of life.
We are 7 minutes.
Sorry for the jackhammering, everyone.
Yeah, we are 7 minutes apart.
I had the tacos last night. My stomach.
We were in the womb together, yes, 7 minutes apart. I was born first.
I told my mom I'd say
Luke has Luke has my middle name because our dad didn't want him to feel left out.
I don't know. You didn't invent the name, Michael. It's not
your
name.
I didn't invent the name, but you do have my name as your middle name. But, get away from this, construction vehicle. But, in other words, yes, 7 minutes apart, went to LaSalle. We were in the show together, so I was able to experience Luke Talent's...
He was my driver.
Up on the stage. I had a small part. I was known as the chauffeur.
Oh, pardon me.
Not the driver, the chauffeur, because I chauffeured Luke around, actually. And
a fake car and everything.
I did have a fake car, yes, and Luke helped me push it.
Can we see the seals real quick?
Yes, we can see the seals. And it was a lot of fun because I was able to get closer to... Some of his friends were in the show, and just
Michael,
Luke in general.
Michael, look at them.
Luke was the lead, by the way. I just had to add that in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, he beat out some tough competition, but...
It was tough. It was tough.
Yeah. But he did. He did really well.
Wait, look at the seals.
I know. I see them.
Ah, they're so cute.
I like that baby one.
Where's the baby?
Right there.
Oh my God, it's hard to tell what's bird and what's seal. There's so many birds along with them. Oh my gosh, look at their little faces.
I know.
Stop.
They do this thing, the seals do this thing where they just float with their heads above the water with nothing else. And they they're at a 90 degree angle.
No.
They're perpendicular with the ground.
Yeah, they're
And they just let their head float there. They kind of just rotate in the water. And it's pretty funny because it reminds me of Luke.
Why?
I don't know.
Should we go out on the bridge?
Yeah, I don't really want to get the equipment wet, but...
Everyone, the equipment is a microphone, two microphones and a cord.
Okay, thank you for telling everyone my equipment, but, yeah. So, there's this really cool ridge that you could go to, and it splashes everyone. And Luke, we were out there yesterday, close to when the tide was coming up. So, Luke and I were there, and it was, you know, exploding into all of our clothes and just up above the ridge. Yeah, we don't have to.
I don't want
to
get the equipment wet.
It is waterproof, you know that, right? it's waterproof and it's supposed
people,
to...
Where are people using microphones that they need to be, waterproof? Scuba diving?
Well, no, the whole point was, just in case it was raining on a walk-and-talk episode, I could just, you know, go out and get it done. And, yeah. You know, it's supposed to, you know, prevent the wind from being...
I'm just curious.
Do you sound...
What? Well, no, that makes sense. Okay, well, it made sense at first. Okay, because it's raining and you're doing a walk and talk. But then I thought, why are we walking outside in the rain? We just pick another day.
I mean, probably. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. You could pick another day. But, you know, it's all part of the adventure. That includes everything.
Yeah.
But... Luke's a big show watcher. Luke, why don't you tell some people about some of the shows that you watch that I don't watch that you like to talk about without me?
Okay, well, listen, everyone. I love TV shows. I love TV shows so much. I watch them at an exponential rate. Not in, an unhealthy way. Just at night after, you know, the day is done when it's, 1 or 2 a.m. and I should be going to bed for the next morning. But, well, let's see. I don't know. I watch so many. I actually didn't do that many in the fall, but then all of a sudden I had a kick and I watched so many. I don't know. What are some of the ones I've been talking about?
Teachers.
Teachers. Teachers is a good one.
You talk about Handmaid's Tale a lot.
Well, The Handmaid's Tale is incredible. I recommend it to a lot of people on Hulu. I'm actually reading the book currently. I also like to read.
Yes, he does.
Michael's not as much into the books per se, but
no, that's not true. I just don't read books from TV shows. I'll read my own books.
Well, this is the first time I've ever done that. and the book came first.
I feel like you. I don't know, but
yeah, I like to change it up. I like to read novels, but then I also like to read true stories and thrillers and.
Wow, you're quite the reader.
I had no clue.
So, let me fill you in on a couple of adventures. Oh, wait. Well, we should talk about Game of Thrones before we get off the subject.
Oh, we should?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, Game of Thrones is coming back for all the people that watch.
Oh, yeah. Wait, when?
April 14th. Yes. Is this next Sunday or two Sundays from now? Something like that?
Two Sundays.
Two Sundays from now because next Sunday.
We're coming back from Penn State University. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Wait, we're going that weekend?
Yeah, but we'll be back.
We're going to visit some friends at Penn State for Woo-hoo! Blue and White weekend. Woo-hoo! So, I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me fill you in on a little adventure that Luke and I are going on today. We're actually going through. So here in San Diego, they actually have this cave, but you enter the cave through a store.
Yeah, I was confused.
So you have to go through the store to get to the entrance of the cave. So Luke and I are going to do that today.
I feel like that's something you'd see in SpongeBob.
I feel like it's the Goonies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The cave is the store was built over the cave entrance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like the Goonies was filmed here, maybe.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
What's that thing?
What? It's a boat.
Oh.
That's good. I thought whales were birds. You couldn't pick out a boat.
My eyes aren't that great.
Yeah, I know they aren't. They're pretty bad. But
we went to the zoo.
We did go to the zoo. That was very nice. I was obsessed with the koalas.
Oh, they were definitely the highlight. First of all, There were, I thought there'd be like one or two koalas. No, they had like an entire
section. They have an entire section dedicated to the koalas.
There must have been like, I don't even know, 20. But they all had like their own, each one had like its own tree.
Yeah, they all had their own trees. They all
were sensational.
They were. Some of them were sleeping and then some of them were like moving around, eating some eucalyptus. And they were very cute. But the the San Diego Zoo was humongous.
Wait, I read that they eat like 2,000 eucalyptus leaves a day or something like that?
Yeah, and also the babies are unable to eat the leaf, so they eat their mom's poop.
Same.
Yeah, the San Diego Zoo was huge, and it was really special. Yeah.
Okay. We're just changing our direction, everyone.
You don't have to announce when we're changing direction.
Sorry, this is my first cast, everyone. This is my first cast.
I mean, I'm glad to at least get you on here, so it's not that big of a deal. But, so Luke and I, we play tennis together as well.
Yes, we played high school.
We played high school tennis. We're on the club team at Drexel together, and we also coached together for 4 years.
Oh yeah, that was great. Did you ever tell the people about how I made you sprain your ankle?
No, I don't think the people know about that, or maybe they do.
I don't think they do.
I might have talked about it, but you could tell it.
Okay, well, as we would coach, but then sometimes they would need extra people, so we would play in with the older group who were either better than or at our level, which is funny because we were supposed to be coaching them, but
yeah,
they were good.
They were good.
But so the first round of this like little tournament we had, I had to play Michael, and he came up to do, I don't know, he came to the net, which is just running up to the net to volley.
Yep.
And I hit a volley high in the air. I think it was like, I don't even know what point it was.
It was like the third point of the game.
I was winning, I just remember that.
And, I think it was tied, actually. I think it was 1-1.
Okay, well, I don't know. Regardless, he jumped up to hit the volley, and he just landed back on his foot and on sideways, and it was twisted, and then he had to take a few days off because he sprained his ankle.
Yeah, it was not fun. I blame Luke for that still now to this day.
Well,
that
I'm not the one
he sprained my ankle. So
I'm not the one who
go ahead
to jump incorrectly. It's a pretty basic skill.
I didn't
up and then down.
I jumped perfectly fine. It was, you know, when I was going for the ball that you hit. Somehow my ankle twisted in the air automatically. I don't know. It was like some sort of Luke thing. Mm. Luke telepathy or something like that.
Sounds imaginary.
But Luke and I have always had this ongoing debate on who's better at tennis.
Well, it's not ongoing. I feel like it depends. Sometimes some people are in a rut. Sometimes he's better than I am. Sometimes I'm better than he is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But I think overall we're probably about even leveled and we have our different strengths and weaknesses.
That's very true.
So I don't, you know, it's not like we're like fighting.
During LaSalle tennis season, I was like playing some of my best tennis. So,
yeah,
I was able to get a single spot, but that doesn't mean that you
it
weren't playing
been mine.
Best.
That's why he's bringing this up.
No, it's not. I beat him multiple times for the set to get the spot.
Right, but also I wasn't playing as well, so I said.
Why weren't you?
I just wasn't.
well,
I my case. No. I went up to the coach and I said he could have the spot.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I said, I'm not playing that great right now. Michael should do singles. I'll stay first doubles.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe he said that to me or something.
Yeah, it wasn't like a secret. I just wasn't.
Well, I mean, I was beating you. At some point, they had to put me in the spot, right?
But I think they felt bad about it because technically I should have had it. So I didn't.
Well, that's because you played first doubles for 2 years in a row.
Which
well,
was higher than he was playing, so that's why.
Yes, but then I moved higher to what he was playing, so this really conversation is just going to be.
So maybe it is a debate. Is that a podcast laugh? Is there a certain laugh you have to do in that?
No.
I don't listen to many podcasts.
It's okay. No, you listen to the murder ones, right?
Okay, no. I don't listen to the murder ones.
Well, the killer ones or whatever?
No.
Do you listen to the scary ones?
I haven't. I listened to one. About a doctor who like kept hurting patients.
Oh, the botched guy, right?
I think it was called Dr. Death.
Yeah. So yes, Death. There it
no,
is.
No, but he was. It wasn't like a murder one. Like he was just a bad doctor.
And he kept killing people.
But he didn't think he was a bad doctor, and like he just kept going and practicing, and they tried to stop him. It was really good. Highly recommended. Out of the one podcast I've ever finished.
And mine.
and this one, like, obviously.
Yeah, Luke and I coached together, which was really a lot of fun. At a sports center. But do you want to talk about some of those days? We have a lot of funny stories from coaching days.
Well, we had fun. We had so much fun coaching, and then there were the times when it wasn't fun, it was exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, that's what working with kids is like sometimes. And then our last year, we had these two kids, Gavin and Giselle.
Okay.
Listen, we don't need to get into all the details, but these 2 6-year-olds, something was not quite right, listening issues, and they were just...
they were just a lot. They were a lot to deal with.
The little girl had a crush on me.
Yeah, it was...
I was getting concerned.
It was an interesting situation. They never got better at tennis either, so that didn't help.
Even though I was their personal coach.
Luke was their private coach.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. They suggested, oh, Luke, it'll be great fun. Why don't you be their coach? Oh, okay. And then it turns out that they weren't that great. It's fine, though. You know, but we had fun. It was just, that was a trying time during our tennis career. But it was...
Yeah, because it was like week at a time we'd have to just coach them individually. But it was still ended up being very fun.
All the kids loved us.
Yeah. They were very sad that we didn't come back because we have co-op at school. So
right,
they
and
very...
they said to me, I was like, this is our last summer, you know. I'm sure as many of you know, obviously, it's at Drexel, you have the co-op, so you can't... Since we are in the spring summer, we couldn't work there anymore. Yeah. We're going to be on co-op. So I would say to them, oh, no, like, I'm going to be... for school, I have to work. I'm not going to be able to work here anymore. And they could say to me, oh, okay, that sucks, you know, whatever. Then they would say, so when you're done... are you going to come back? And the answer to that was, no. no. Sorry.
Yeah,
I
think
your bubble.
One of our friends who coaches, his name's Dylan, I think he went back.
Well,
I don't know if you knew.
After school, he really did, but like, as an intermediate period.
Yes.
But yeah, it was just funny because they didn't understand really like, you know, going to school to your career, and then they're like, oh, so when you're done school, you're gonna come back? Like, they just thought that your life revolved around them, and then, like, this is a summer job.
Yeah, it was, but it was a very fun summer job.
Oh, so much fun.
We had for 4 years, so it was a long time, but where are you co-oping now? I know that.
Oh, okay.
Because right, no one really knows about where you're co-oping, I guess.
Yeah, so, long story short, it's just kind of, I'll explain why I say that. It's just, it's going to be at the Perelman Center, which is attached to the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, or
woo-hoo.
HUP.
Yeah, Ivy.
Yes, it's an Ivy League medical school. But it's through... okay, so it's kind of weird. It's the job is through the university's the University of Pennsylvania's medical school. But then it's in a circulating tumor material lab, so they study cancer by studying it through the blood. So it's in the circulating tumor material lab, but it's at the Perelman Center, which is in like the Abramson Cancer Research Center. I don't know the full name.
Yeah, that's all right.
In the Department of Hematology Oncology. So it's like so many, like, I don't really know what to tell people where it is, because it's like 10 different names describe one location. Like, so basically I just tell people it's in the Perelman Center at Penn, and it's in a lab, so they study circulating tumor material, which...
And what do you do for that? Like, what is the...
It's a lot of different lab stuff, so anyone who's taken like a biology lab, or maybe even like techniques in molecular biology, stuff like that. It's like PCR and centrifuging blood.
What is PCR?
PCR, it's polymerase chain reaction. Basically, it's
pulmonary chain reaction. Is
no,
that what you said?
Polymerase chain reaction. You don't know what that is?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a bio student.
It's when you take a certain piece of DNA and you amplify it and make many copies of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, regardless of the biology part of it, it's a lot of different stuff studying cells in the blood and DNA so that they can understand how to treat cancer better by taking blood samples compared to taking surgically removing actual pieces of the tumor.
That's really impressive.
No, it sounds really cool. I'm really excited.
You should be. That sounds much cooler than a lot
of
others.
Because as some of you know, lab work can be so stressful.
Why?
It's a bit messed up. I had a lab in the fall in chemistry, and things were like...
Oh, is this when you were, like, bugging about what you did?
Well, okay, so clove juice is the best, you know, cloves. Basically, clove juice exploded everywhere, and I'm like, this is a failed experiment, right? Like, how can this possibly work? It was just exploding everywhere, and yeah. I just... A quick filter saved it. I was able to get my, I don't even know what I was trying to get out of it. Esters, maybe?
Esters, yep.
I was trying to get something out of it, and it worked, so, woo! But,
what was the one thing you threw away?
Threw away?
Did you throw something away?
Oh, that was stressful. Well, okay, our professor of the lab class told us to throw a tooth away that we needed for the next lab, so I was freaking out that the whole experiment was ruined. Luckily, he found an extra tube. It didn't work, the extra tube, but then we were able to take someone else's sample. But we were trying to make bacteria
stole
glow.
Someone's sample?
No, they had already done the experiment, and they had extra left over. But it was scary. But anyway, we don't need to bore the fans with that.
I enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, but sorry.
I think the fans will listen to anything that is interesting, something like that. So it's pretty interesting what you're doing and your labs and all that stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah. So
it's
recently,
stressful, though.
It is stressful. And, I mean, that includes with every major, though, you know? It's always stressful to, you know, do
it. English?
What?
I'm kidding.
I mean, they have to do a lot of papers that are probably, you know, somewhat hard. But
I think so.
Recently, Luke and I have been... Last summer, we actually went to Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
And Bosnia.
That's cool.
Which was really cool because I had never actually been. And it was a beautiful place. Not really many people have. And I think that it's definitely a place that people should go to because of its beauty, its history, and so many... What?
It is. I'm just laughing. I'm looking at seals, so...
Oh, okay. Well,
that's where the random laughter is coming from.
But, yeah, it's a wonderful place. I would recommend it to anyone, but we had a lot of fun. And that's where Game of Thrones is... Well... That's where part of Game of Thrones
King's
is.
Landing. King's
yes,
Landing.
King's Landing. Dubrovnik, if you know Croatia. King's Landing, it's Dubrovnik, Croatia. And Luke and I had a lot of fun drinking wine, beer, and just running around.
It's all about drinking. College, right?
No, I haven't really... No, it's... Yeah. Whatever you said, but... Luke
I don't know if the cops are listening to this, Michael, so... 2 more months, baby.
I know.
To the big 2-1.
Yeah, we turn 21 in May, both of us.
Memorial Day. So.
Yes, Memorial Day. Everyone's off.
Everyone's
invited to the party
Unless
that we're
weird.
Gonna throw.
You don't want any weirdos. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We'll edit this out, right?
No.
Oh.
But yeah, we're very excited to turn 21. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a lot of mayhem around the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, except sorry, the smell is once again vile.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
but
birds and aquatic mammals.
But we went to Bosnia, a place called Medjugorje.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and Medjugorje is actually where they say the Blessed Mother appeared to people.
Children, I believe.
Children, and we hiked up this huge mountain and. We got to go see the statue, and it was a very beautiful place, and it's something I won't forget.
That's
a pretty
cool.
Big memory, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's cool. This has been a fun spring break.
Yeah, it has really been. We're in between going from classes to co-op, so that's why I asked Luke about his co-op.
And yes, we're about to start, which is like fun and nerve-wracking because you have to get into the whole routine, and you have to meet new people and get used to your new surroundings. Like each day is different. You're learning a lot for a while. It takes a little bit to your everyone on co-op, you know, from Drexel would know. Like, it takes a little bit to your feeling comfortable and where you are.
Exactly.
But then eventually it becomes just, like, second nature to do everything you do, and it turns out to be a lot of fun. And then you have a lot of the time off to just hang out and see friends during the night. It's a really unique experience that you get to stay. A lot of your friends are all there still, but just you're all working, kind of, like, not doing anything other than maybe one class or something like that. And you have a lot of time to hang out and... Especially in the summer, it's so fun.
Yeah, you have a lot of free time.
You go to the beach for the weekend and not feel guilty or worried that you have all this work to do.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited. It'll be good to take a break from classes because they're really kicking our asses.
And Michael, do the fans know about our, what?
Know about what?
Our run.
Oh, yes. Luke and I are doing the Broad Street Run together.
Yes.
So we're going to be training.
that Michael is joining me this year. I did it last year.
You did it last year, and then I realized I want to do it this year.
It's a lot of fun.
I gotta start training when I get back, and you know,
it's cool.
Start getting into my running regimen and everything, but
yeah,
it'll be really fun.
I had a schedule. I think I found one online.
Oh, you did?
And I just kind of stuck. I stuck loosely to it. Like, I did what I wanted to do, but also,
yeah, I mean, that makes
it's
sense.
More important for doing the big runs.
Yeah.
That you make sure you are doing the big runs compared to just doing a lot of little ones. But then once you actually get to the run,
yeah, you gotta do like
the adrenaline starts pumping.
Yeah, you have to do like a smaller like run, yeah, and then do like longer runs and then like harder runs to just generate more power, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
So I'm actually doing a consistent segment now on the podcast, so I might as well do it with you.
Oh.
It's called the MM segment, Michael Memory. And I was wondering what your favorite Michael memory was.
Oh my god. Favorite
Michael. I did one with Kyle, and now I want to do one consistently.
Favorite Michael memory. I'm going to put me on the spot.
Well, yeah, of course.
I don't know. There's so many different memories.
Well, then pick a couple or something. I don't care.
No, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't have any. I'm just, you obviously, just that
Oh, no, I think you don't have any. I think that's what it is.
Favorite Michael memory?
Yeah.
There was one time, this one is one of my favorites,
and we
still make jokes all the time, is when Michael went to this first party at Drexel, and he came back and was sleeping, and he'd been, drinking a little. Can you talk about drinking on you?
I haven't really done it that much, but that's fine.
Okay, well, he was drinking a little, and he came back, and he was, like, just, like, telling me all about it in his bed, and I was sitting there talking to him, and then he was falling asleep, and he was telling me about these cats.
Yeah, the house had cats.
Right, and he was telling me about them, and then, all of a sudden, his eyes were closed, and he was telling me the story, and I went on my phone, but, like, I don't even know how he knew this, but he was talking, and he was like, yeah, and he's had these cats, and, are you listening? And he said, are you listening? But he didn't even, his eyes were closed, and I don't even know how he knew I was on my phone, but he just went, and they had these cats, and they're really cool, and are you listening? And now, we make jokes all the time, and I go, are you listening? I don't know, I guess it's more funny if you were there, but that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's a good one. I remember
that. We have
that.
A lot of memories. I mean, we've done
a
lot of fun.
Yeah, Luke and
things.
I do a lot of things. We live together. We used to have class together, so there's some of them, too many to count, honestly, with Luke. Luke, I just wanted to thank you for having come on the show.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I hope I'll come back one day.
Oh, you will. You're always
maybe in like a group.
Yeah, I'll try to get a group together.
I feel like that could be fun.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to get groups together at some point, but it was just easy.
Do I get to ask you any questions?
Yeah, you can ask me any questions you want.
Who is someone that you want to have on the podcast that hasn't been on yet?
I would like to have Mom on, or Alex, or my dad, or Charlene. One of them. One of our family members, other than you.
What about Jules, or?
Of course I'd love to have Jules on. Come on, now.
Now, I know this is probably a secret, but can you tell us who's lined up next?
No, there's a list. It's just a matter of, who I pick from the list to go next.
Oh, give a list.
There's no specific order to who comes on and who doesn't come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have more people on. It should be fun and, it's a lot of fun doing this because I guess just talk to more people and learn more about them. But I already know a lot about you, so it's no different.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, too, you'll be on co-op, so hopefully you'll be able to do some more installments. Is that what they're called, installments?
Episodes.
Okay, episodes of the cast.
Yes.
WNT. WINT, as we say in the biology world.
Yes. I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show. I just want to thank you for coming on the show again, and it was really fun talking to you about some of the stuff you love. And
great,
it was
thank
great
you.
Having you. And
it was cool.
I love you, buddy.
Love you. All right, bye, everyone.
But this is Michael DeAngelis III signing off. Thank you for listening to the sixth episode of Walk and Talk.